Welcome to Torah Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Adina Schmidman, and I'm thrilled that you are part of this program. To mark the completion of Sifrei Nevi'im, we are creating a Siyum scroll, an online place to recognize your accomplishment, as well as hosting several live events. Please check out the details at ou.org/women/Siyum. Again, ou.org/women/Siyum. Mazel tov on this meaningful accomplishment and much continued hatzlacha on your future learning. Please consider donating to support this valuable programming at ou.org/women/donate. And now to today's perek.
Hello, my name is Marcy Stern. Welcome to Torah Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we will be studying Sefer Zechariah, Perek Yud Gimel, Chapter 13. Last class, we learned Perek Yud Bet, Chapter 12, in which Hashem describes Melchemet Gog Umagog and the failed attempt that they will make as they gather together to besiege Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim will be like a Saf Ra'al, a cup of poison to its enemies, and an Evan Ma'amasa, a burdensome stone that will inflict personal, physical pain on those that attempt to carry her off. In a war that is marked by confusion, the Goyim will battle against one another, while the Alfei Yehuda, the captains of Yehuda, will emerge victorious. Perek Yud Gimel continues the description of Yerushalayim Lati Lavo in the future days. Verse 1, Pasuk Aleph. Bayom Hahu Yiyem Makor Niftach Leveit David Uliyoshvei Yerushalayim. And on that day there will be a spring opened for the house of David and for the inhabitants of Yerushalayim, lechatat ulanida, for cleansing and purification. Until this point, there was no natural spring of water within Yerushalayim that could be used to prepare the ashes of the Parah Aduma, the red heifer used to purify the Tamei Meit, the impure person who had touched a dead body. The water mixed with ashes had to be Mayim Chayim, from a natural spring. They had to get their water from outside Yerushalayim. Yechezkel had prophesied similarly that a river would emerge from under the Kodesh HaKodeshim, the Holy of Holies, and would spread out of Yerushalayim to the west and the east. The Malbim notes that this abundance of water flowing from Yerushalayim would occur after the third and final war of Gog and Magog. Our Perek now takes place after the first war, when they put an attempted siege on Yerushalayim. And so our Pasuk describes the water, Levet David, Uliyoshvei Yerushalayim only. Later, the waters will flow and get stronger and stronger and reach farther and farther. As the Gemara in Yuma 78 describes, the water will emerge at first as a trickle from under the sanctuary, and will progressively get wider and stronger. A number of Meforshim explain this pasuk not literally. Although we all know that the blessing of abundance of water in Yerushalayim was no small matter in our history. The Targum Yonatan and the Mahari Kra explain the pasuk metaphorically. By Yom Hahu Mekor Niftach Levet David Lechatat, Hashem will purify the Jewish people from their sins, just like one who is a Tamei Meit becomes pure by being sprinkled by the Mechatat, the water and ashes of the Parah Aduma, the red heifer. The Malbim continues explaining so beautifully. In his words, Yesh bazeh mashal umlitza al hitpashtut mei hada'at v'nachal ha-Torah v'emunah shenim shalu l'mayim. Here we have a metaphor for the spreading of the waters of knowledge and the river of Torah and faith that are compared to water. V'achar ha-milchama ha-rishonah yechelu ha-mayim ha-madaiyim lehitpashet mi-beit David v'yoshvei Yerushalayim. And after the first war, these waters of knowledge will begin to spread to the house of David and the people in Yerushalayim. L'taher tum'at hasichlut v'ha'ivelet ve'emunot dofi v'chol shemetz avodazara. These waters will come to purify them from the impurities of their foolishness and silliness and the false beliefs and every last hint of idolatry. V'achar ha'milchama ha'achrona shel Gog u'Magog. And after the last war of Gog u'Magog, yitpashtu hamayim chutza, then the waters will burst out beyond Yerushalayim. Umal'a ha'aretz de'a et Hashem kamayim layam chasim. And then he quotes that the waters of the knowledge of God will spread through the world as water covers an ocean. As another pasuk says, Ki mitzion teitze Torah udvar Hashem miYerushalayim, because Torah will come forth from Zion, and the words of Hashem will come out from Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is the water source of truth, and from its center, Beit HaMikdash, the water of Torah and Emes flows out to cover the world. And so, Pasuk Bet, verse 2, follows beautifully. V'haya b'yom ahu, and it will be on that day, achrit et shmot ha'atzabim min ha'aretz. I will eliminate the names of the atzabim, the avodah zarah, from the land. V'lo yizachrut od, and they will not be mentioned again. The world will be filled with the knowledge of Hashem, says Metzudas David, and the people will distinguish between truth and falsehood. The Malvin points out that things will change in such a profound way, and truth will be so evident that even the names of Avodah Zarah, the idols, will not be remembered, out of sight, out of mind. Children will turn to their grandfathers or great-grandfathers and ask, I heard this word, what is it? And nobody will know. V'gam et ha-nevi'im v'et ruach ha-tum'ah a'avir min ha'aretz. That pasuk concludes that I will also remove the false prophets from the land, as well as the ruach tum'ah, the spirit of impurity. The Rashi says that being the Yetzer Hara from the land. As you well know from your study of Nevi'im Achronim so far, that false prophets were thorns in the sides of the prophets of Hashem. They centered their efforts on personal gain and challenged the Nevi'im whenever they could. They confused the nation that found it easier to not follow the more difficult route that the Nevi'ei Emet, the true prophets, demanded from them. What should have seemed clear to the Jews was mocked by the false prophets. Now, as Zechariah describes the days leading up to the coming of Mashiach, he tells us that clarity will begin to descend upon the people. Truth of Hashem's power and dominion will be as crystal clear as the fresh waters of a spring. No more idols, no more false prophets to sully the waters. After describing the apparent embarrassment a man would have at being accused of being a false prophet, the Perek ends by coming back to the theme of the Mapala, the destruction of the enemies of the Jewish people who have stood up against her. Once again, these leaders are called by the name Ro'eh, shepherd. And once again, the Navi assures the people that these leaders and their underlings will fall. These nations had led the flock of Hashem, but will be held accountable for what they've done. An astounding fate awaits them. Pasuk Chet, verse 8. V'haya b'chol ha'aretz nu Hashem, and will be in the whole land, says Hashem. Pi shnayim va yichartu yigva'u. Two portions of the population will be cut up, cut off, and perish. V'hashlishit yivater ba, and the third will be left in it. The Navi tells us of a terrible destruction that will take place before Mashiach comes. Two-thirds will die, one-third will survive. The Radak explains that the two-thirds will die from sword or plague. The one-third will live. He thinks this is talking about Eretz Yisrael. To Ibn Ezra, we're talking about the total population of the world. Mitzudas David tells us the third that survives is talking about Jewish nation. To Rashi, the entire pasuk is talking about the fate of the goyim. Two-thirds will die. One-third are the converts who want to become part of the Jewish nation. The one-third, whoever is being described, will undergo a purifying process whereby Hashem will separate the truly worthy from the unworthy. At the end, those that remain, the pasuk says, Hu yikra v'shmi v'ani e'ana oto. He will call out in my name, and I will answer. Amarti, and I say, says Hashem, Amihu. They are my nation. Vehu yomar, and he will say, Hashem Elokai, Hashem is my God. This short dialogue between Hashem and the remainder, B'nai Yisrael, is almost an exact echo of the words of Hosea HaNavi at the end of Perek Bet. There it says, Va'amarti, Hashem will say, Amiata, you are my nation. Vehu Yomar Elokai, and they will reply, You are my Hashem. The scourge described here is frightening, as the Jews in the world come to realize the full truth about God's ultimate power in the world. Our mission is to know that the truth of Hashem and his Torah will prevail in the end. Our relationship with Hashem that was frayed for over 2,000 years will be restored. He says, Ami, he calls us his nation, and we respond, Elokai, you are Hashem, our Hashem. The Geula will open up unlimited possibilities. The key to it all is not to be fooled by the naysayers or the philosophies that pull us off our steadfast Derech HaChayim, our way of life. That, if done properly, will lead to Bias Goel Bimhera Biyameinu Amen, the coming of Mashiach. May it be in our day. Thank you for learning together. Le'ilui Nishmat, Malka Esther, Bat Tzvi Yosef.